After 29 comes
30.
After 39 comes
40.
After 69
70.
After 99
100. 100.
After 999 1,000. Mathematical as I can get, I think I'll quit with that one. Oh, there's a couple little things here. Suppose there were six men who came through the door, and you want to indicate that I was this one. You might
say seven.
Or no, I was this one. I was
well, the first.
Using man at the end.
The first man.
And after me came
the second man.
And after him came the
third man.
And after him
the fourth man.
And then came the
fifth man.
And after him came
the sixth man.
You might say when trouble hits, it hits all
at once.
And if I had 2 acres of ground and you had 4 acres of ground, you might describe the difference. Yours is
twice as much. Twice as many.
Twice as good, even, pardon me. Well, I think that pretty well does it. I don't believe I missed anything here. Oh, I have a couple of questions. If you could tell me, just so I can help find. We also try to trace back settlement patterns and things like that. It gets into sociology. Your father was from, he told me, I believe, once.
Well, you mean where he was born?
Yeah.
He was born right here in Rock Island County.
And you'd call him a native of Rock Island, because
yeah.
He's pretty typical of Rock Island, although you lived...
We lived in Orange City, Iowa for about 7 years, as he lived there
about 7 years. The rest of the time in this county?
Practically all his life, yes.
And your mother was...
She was a native of Illinois, too, from Fulton County.
Fulton County, that's right. Fulton and Rock Island. And your father's parents were from...
Well, my father's father was from Ohio, and his mother's family was from Pennsylvania.
And your mother's father?
Well, you see, I have known that. They originally came from the East. My mother's father, I think, came from the East. Now, they were, my father's, mother's father's people originally came from Germany to Pennsylvania. But I think they lived in parts of the East before they got out here.
That'd be New England East or
yeah.
New York? Or?
No, New England. Now, I don't like to give you those as facts without looking them up again and being sure about them.
That's really, I mean, that's the parent. Your parents are most significant for this, I don't think. It's certainly a few people there.
Mm-hmm. See, I was speaking about my grandmother coming from Pennsylvania. They were Scotch people from Pennsylvania. But my father's people were English people.
Your mother's parents?
No, that's on my father's.
Oh, your father, they were Scotch. Oh, from I see your father's, your grandmother, your father's Scotch.
On the other side, the Fahnestocks, that was my mother's maiden name, they were German. But my grandmother was a Rice. They were Welsh people originally.
And your name is Margaret?
Olmsted. Interesting, I would say.
Most people find it is.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had anybody yet who's really been angry at me for coming. I had one man in Ogle or whatever it is, county, who turned me down for an interview. He said he didn't have time. He's too busy working. He's 92 years old. He works full-time selling silos. Polo. Quaker.
My goodness, wouldn't he even give up part of a Sunday or something? Or maybe you didn't want to do it on Sunday.
Well, I would at that time have been willing, and I still don't have anybody from Oakland County.